When I bought my flat, there was an enormous yucca plant in the living room. After I bought it, I walked in to find it empty except for a tiny cutting of yucca. It is now quite large. That's a lovely story. Thank you very much indeed, Audrey.
I love that voice.
We'll play some more Danny LaRue as we go. We're going to try and get Danny in to talk about his fantastic career and whether the RSC really did leave a programme signed by all of them saying, "We, the undersigned, are privileged to be part of your profession." Here's Jimmy. Jimmy!
Dan, hello.
It's the phone in that seems to be tearing the place up. Despite everything else we're talking about, people want to nominate camp songs. What have you got?
I've got two for you, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
In reverse order.
Yes.
First one, This Is My Life.
Another Vicky Carr, of course, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, I thought it was Shirley Bassey did it as well.
Yeah, but I will always lean towards the Carr rather than the Bassey. The Bassey, I think, is too much credit. Vicky Carr's Please Be Him, It Must Be Him, Or I Shall Die is our number one song. Let it please be him. But you're saying it's, what one did you just say?
This Is My Life.
This Is My Life, and I don't give a damn.
Yeah, it's the damn. They always have to shout on the damn.
No, you've got to do that flick of the wrist, that defiant flick of the wrist into the face of fate. You've got to throw the playing cards into fate's face. Come on, you've dealt with this hand. I shall now play it. Very, very good. Great one. What's the number one, then?
The number one, I think, the most preposterously camp song ever is Sending the Clowns.
Yeah. It is more... It's not ever. No, I'm putting it on the list, but it's not ever. Because, of course, competition is fierce, and but it is that maudlin, self-pitying,
yeah.
I could have had it all, but I gave it up for a worthless man.
Absolutely.
Alice Sending the Clowns?
No, I don't agree.
Oh, isn't
Sorry.
It rich? Are
no.
we...
Even I remember Twiggy singing that one.
It doesn't matter. This still includes the line, isn't it queer, losing my timing this late in my career. See, I brought it back to Danny.
Yeah, it's
sending the clowns. There ought to be clowns. Don't worry. Thank you. That's pretty good. Sending the thank you, Jimmy. You're a connoisseur of this. How comes?
Oh, I don't know. I just connoisseur of music in general.
Are you yourself, camp?
I am not.
See, I think I am. I can be. People would never associate camping, but I can be tremendously camping.
I think you're discovering your secret self, Danny.
No, there's no secret to it. You haven't thought
right,
you play show
blatantly,
tunes on
then.
Here. I mean, the first song I played.
But you're enjoying it.
The first song I played when we came back was "Put On Your Sunday Clothes When You Feel Down and Out." I can't press anything. I can't help it.
You're allowing yourself to exploit that.
Exploit
kind of
it. I'm exploiting nothing. Alice is
explore and exploit.
Would you find it attractive, Alice, if suddenly I revealed a more feminine side?
That's a very interesting question. I would be stunned.
No, I have a tremendous feminine side. I've got a fantastic woman, better not do with blokes. But enough about me. Indulging a little camp there. What is the time? All right, we can do some. By the way, listened into Mency, my daughter who's three, mentions his kids immediately. I've got kids. listening to Mency's ear, and listening into a three-year-old's ear, this is what you hear. This is exactly what you hear. This is what you hear in their ear. Who's got a three-year-old knows this. This is what's in their head. Not about the news, not about where the world's going. This is all that's there.